The Greek prime minister's in Germany asking for more help and marketing his country.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou is in Germany today talking with that country's leader, Chancellor Angela Merkel. And Greece has been besieged by a debt crisis that threatens its solvency and threatens to spread. Germany is Europe's biggest economy and is footing much of the Greek bailout bill. The BBC's Steve Evans joins us now from Berlin. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Good day to you.
What are they talking about, the Prime Minister and the Chancellor?
They're talking about the euro bailout and the plight of Greece. There's no doubt about that. But what's really happening is that Prime Minister Papandreou is in Berlin making a sales pitch to the members of the German parliament who decide on Thursday whether to give him the money for the bailout that's already been agreed. So he's come to Berlin and he's telling everybody who cares to listen, if you lend us the money, we will repay. We are not a poor economy. We are an economy which has been in the past badly managed. So he's here as part of a political exercise to convince lawmakers that their taxpayers' money is safe in his hands.
The people of Germany aren't quite so convinced. We've heard for so long how average citizens there feel about lending money to Greece, and they're not happy about it. But what about the business community there?
The business community is a little bit annoyed that Chancellor Merkel hasn't made the case for the euro more strongly. She's been pulled two ways. She's very committed to the euro, but at the same time, her voters talk to her, and her voters are sceptical. They say, we're going into an increasingly hard time here. Why are you giving our money away?
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are higher right now with those talks going on in Germany. Europe's up more than 2% at the moment. Asia was up as much as 4% today. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on 272 points, about 2.5%, to close at 11,043. Today, the Federal Housing Finance Agency will release a report saying Freddie Mac went way too easy on Bank of America when it accepted a $1.3 billion settlement. The FHFA oversees Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. So should it have asked for more? Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore reports.
Bank of America is the biggest mortgage lender in the country. So as goes Bank of America, so goes the housing market. Given the fallout from the mortgage crisis, it's not surprising the bank has been in court a lot. But maybe it was a good thing that Freddie Mac didn't push Bank of America last month for a bigger settlement than $1.3 billion. Bank of America probably can't take much more at this point.
Bank of America is getting their clock cleaned in court. Even though they've had some success in terms of the countrywide litigation, the success that MBIA and some of the other mortgage insurers have had in court is quite telling. They could still win most of those cases and be in bad shape.
That's Chris Whalen. He analyzes banks for institutional risk analytics. He told me recently that Bank of America can't bear the full cost of all the lawsuits and settlements it's already facing.
The money to pay these claims, it's not clear to me where it is, by the way. I'm not sure how they get paid.
The old symbiosis between Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the banks used to be, you let me make a buck, I'll let you make a buck. Now it's, you let me live, I'll let you live. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
We're going to get a look at consumer confidence a little later this morning. There hasn't been a lot of that lately with the economy stuck in neutral. So is that something the Federal Reserve can change? Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us now to talk about the Fed's influence or lack of it these days. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
What happened to the old days when so many people watched what the Fed had to say?
What happened is people used to think the Fed, back during Alan Greenspan's days, people thought the Fed was much, much more powerful than it actually is. Now, with him long gone and Bernanke being collegial and all of these problems, the Fed is getting increasingly tuned out by the markets, and its power is declining, no question.
Was it a personality difference between Greenspan and Bernanke?
Part of it is personality, because with Greenspan, no one was ever allowed to dissent publicly from what he wanted to do, none of the Fed governors, and Bernanke lets them dissent. But I think it's more circumstances. The United States is less influential than it was when Greenspan was around, and Bernanke has less control over the U.S. economy than Greenspan had over the U.S. economy. So the hand keeps getting weaker and weaker, and yet people in this country expect some sort of miracle from the Fed, and they expect Big Daddy to somehow save them, and I'm afraid it isn't going to happen.
Well, I mean, does the Fed change this then? I mean, is there any way to go back?
You can't go back. All you can do is go forward. And what the Fed is, I think, trying to do is to stop confidence from eroding and try to increase asset values and play for time, which in many ways is what Greenspan did. But now it's much more obvious. And because the Fed has done so many things, it's shown most of its hand. So it's weaker than it was because everybody knows it doesn't have much in reserve.
So if the Fed, Alan, is losing its influence, who's gaining influence?
Now that is a wonderful question.
Which I'm sure you have the answer to, yeah.
Sure. The answer is nobody.
Really?
It's all just amorphous. You see now, you have all of these announcements coming about coordinated efforts by the central banks. Nobody has the influence. It's just a mess.
Well, a mess that we all have to deal with and report on. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Alan, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, the days of state tax credits for MTV's reality show Jersey Shore are over. A state agency just last week approved a $420,000 credit for tax year 2009 because the show is taped in New Jersey. But Governor Chris Christie pulled the plug on the so-called Snooki subsidy, saying the show perpetuates, quote, misconceptions about the state and its citizens. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Derivatives regulations are tough to explain. Perhaps we could get a little help from the Godfather.
In fact, that's a very good analogy because the whole system of risk management entails people doing certain things for the Godfather to ensure that he keeps his promise.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a clearinghouse only the Corleones could love. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.